FMR Fine Food is cooking up a storm with gourmet guide Jenny Handley. A dash of the delicious.
Welcome to Fine Food, the show that guides you to what's new and delicious on the Cape culinary landscape. I'm Jenny Handley, editor of the Gourmet Guide, and today I'm welcoming Ryan Cole, chef at Salsify, to the show. Welcome, Ryan.
Good morning, Jenny. Welcome. Thank you. Thank you for having me. Good to speak to you.
It's such a pleasure. I know there is so much happening in your life. August is all about Salsify Sundays, and then you've got some news for September. But let's start with Sundays in Women's Month. Tell me what's going to be happening at Salsify.
So this August, we are doing Salsify and Friends, which is basically a series that we started last year in August, where we invite our favorite chefs into our kitchen to join us at Salsify for a course Sunday lunch, where we collaborate on a full menu. And every week, it's a new menu. Every week, it's a new guest chef that we have. And yeah, it's just a beautiful way to spend a Sunday.
Well, Ryan, it's no surprise that you won our Hot Performance Partnership Award, because you have an amazing ability to collaborate and share your knowledge and wealth of experience with other chefs. So tell me, who are those lucky chefs for the month?
So this August, well, the first person we welcome is Johannes Richter, and he's from The Living Room out in KwaZulu-Natal. And then Sunday, to follow that, would be the one nearest Women's Day. We've got Mabato Molefe, formerly of Emma Zulawini. And then we've got Busi Ndlovu after that. He is from Edge Africa. And then to close the series off, we are welcoming Kurbis from Wolfgat.
Sounds exciting. And they're also different in their own way. Tell me about the menus. What do you think will feature on each of them?
So I think the reason they're all so special to me is because in my mind, they are all pioneers in their own sort of style, and they all carry such a unique identity that nobody else has, and which is kind of what led to all four of them being invited to Salsify. So for Johannes, I know that we'll be seeing vegetables that are completely unique to KZN. Mm. I'm sure we'll see one of his famous producers, which is Vanessa. I'm sure we'll see her chicken. I'm sure that we'll see guava on the menu, lots of wild herbs, a little bit of, you know, the sort of tropical spices that are unique to the KZN sort of regions. With Mubs, I'm certain we'll see a beautiful offal selection. There'll be beautiful breads. Yeah, for Vusi, it'll be basically everything and anything cooked on a fire. I'm sure there'll be something which is like seemingly exotic to us, like goat, that he'll probably roast off under a beautiful dry spice rub. And then Kurbis, I'm certain we'll be showcasing an absolute beautiful selection of Strandveld herbs. It's a beautiful time of year for the wild herbs like veldkool, sea asparagus, and just everything from that sort of West Coast coastline.
Yeah, they are all so different. It's interesting, as you say, but pioneers in their own right. And my mouth waters for each and every one of them. It's lovely to see the variety. And how much of your food will you be showcasing?
So what we do, Jenny, because obviously we're the hosting team, so what I do is I send the breakdown to the guest chef, and I let them give me what it is they want to cook, and then I curate all the menus around them completely. So Salsify reproduces a new menu every Sunday, and we basically take what they want to serve, and then we fill in all the blanks. And we kind of, one of our strengths is creating a sort of thread through our menu. Mm. So that's what we do. We let them choose, and then we fill in the blanks around it.
Sounds so good. And then, Ryan, next month, September, is going to be the opening of Koi. Give me a quick one-liner about this amazing new restaurant that is all yours.
It's a seaside experience that's ocean-inspired, African-led. It's exactly like the name says. It's unassuming. You would have walked past it and never seen it. It's super exciting. I haven't been this exciting for a restaurant since we opened Salsify, to be honest.
Okay, and tell me, September is when it'll be. Will it be lunch and dinner?
So it'll be opening on September the 1st, which is a Sunday, just because who opens a restaurant on a Sunday?
That no
was
one.
Why I thought, you know what, let's do it. So it'll be lunch and dinner. It'll trade Wednesday to Mondays, and it'll be closed on a Tuesday. So yeah, it'll be lunch and dinner every day of the week, long, beautiful lunches. You can go for two courses for a quick business meeting, and you don't have to spend the whole afternoon on multi-course menus. You can go for special occasions for dinner where you can do 7 or 8 courses. But yeah, basically what we want to do is flip the narrative on the head and give people something faster, something more accessible, something quicker that, you know, like a bit of a working lunch, which I think we're kind of lacking in the city.
Oh, no, that's really exciting. Well, Ryan, if it is half as good as three-plated salsa fee, we know it'll be fabulous. So all the best for a smooth opening, and we'll see you soon.
Thank you so much for your time, Jenny. Have a great day.
You too. That was Chef Ryan Cole. For more edible inspiration, visit gourmetguide.co.za. Yours free to enjoy. Bon appetit.
FMR Fine Food was Cooking Up a Storm with gourmet guide Jenny Handley. A dash of the delicious.